You're listening to KTNA Talkeetna. And now for Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the northern Susitna Valley, created by your friends and neighbors at Pothole Productions and Talkeetna Community Radio. From comic relief to serious beliefs, each week brings you a fresh nugget. I'm Clyde Conley, and tonight's show focuses on play and the Talkeetna Play Project. Play is children's work. For young children, it is one of their chief avenues for learning. Do you remember when your favorite part of school day was recess? Many of the reasons that outdoor play was so exciting have really not changed over the years. Outdoor play is still a time to interact with friends, to run and stretch big muscles, to yell out loud, and to let your imagination soar and to get messy. It also can be a time to sit quietly in the cool green grass and become a seamless part of nature. Recently, I had a chance to play and talk with some local children about the places they like to play and the things they like to do outside in Talkeetna, both during the winter and the summer. This is what Cassidy liked to do this summer.
What kind of things did you like to do outside this summer?
Well, I like to hang upside down at our playground, and I like to go biking, and I like to run a lot with my dog, and I like to play with my friends.
Rhea and Kyla thought the beach was the best place to go this summer. Here's what they had.
Where was one of our favorite places to go this summer with our friends?
Beach.
Beach.
The beach.
Was it down by the river beach? Is that where you
were? Yeah, the river beach.
The river beach.
It was the airstrip.
At the end of the airstrip.
At the end of the airstrip. Did you go in the water?
Yeah.
What did the water feel like?
It's cold.
How far, how deep did you go in the water?
It's about...
up to you?
It's about up to my waist.
Up to your waist. What did you do besides play in the water at the beach? Why is it so special?
Yeah. Because there's sand.
There's sand?
Yeah, there's sand.
What do you do with sand? How's it feel?
Play!
You
have to play. You have to make sand castles.
Oh, if we had a playground, should we have sand there?
Yeah. I know. We could have a sandbox.
That's... Oh. Can we put that in your picture?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For Angelo, the best part of the summer meant the ice cream store.
Okay. The place where I like to go is the ice cream place because there's ice cream there.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
A rainbow sugar.
A rainbow sugar.
Where did you, when you got your ice cream cone, where did you go to eat your ice cream? Did you stay at the ice cream store? Where'd you go?
We walked.
Well, where do you walk when you walk downtown? What are your favorite places to walk and visit?
The only place I like is the ice cream store.
The ice cream store. Did you play on any things outside? Did you go to any playgrounds?
No.
When asked about playing outside in the winter, Tevi, Kiara, Finn, and Theo all seem to be enjoying doing the same type of things.
Yeah. Wintertime, what do you like to do outside, Finn?
Snowballing.
Where do you...
And snow fights.
Where do you go to do that? Where do you do it? Is there a special...
In snow.
Where, is there a special place that you go?
No.
No, just... Where outside?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in the wintertime outside?
I eat the snow.
You do, Kiara.
Eat the snow.
Eat the snow. Do you make anything else or play, besides eating the snow? What do you do with the snow?
I like to make snow cones and then eat them.
You like to make snow cones. Do you build anything?
I build a snow castle.
Wow, that's neat, Kiara. It quickly became apparent that there isn't just one special place for young children to play. Children like to play outside and can play almost anywhere. This led me to talk with Noelle Combonin and Carrie Larson about the history and vision of the Talkeetna Play Project.
Well, you know, everybody that, friends that we hang around with have all had kids, and we felt like there was a need for a place for us to all get together and play. I mean, there is the... be outside, and the school playground is there, but it's not available during school hours, and
There's a lot of times during the day, especially when you have young children who are not yet school age, while we're looking for different things to do. And there's actually a lot of neat things to do in town. But the playground is definitely off limits during school hours, and it's hard to find for people who don't live in the community.
Yeah, for tourists that are coming through.
So after going and playing in playgrounds in Wasilla, and whenever we travel, we go to playgrounds in other places, we thought it would be fun to build a community playground in Talkeetna.
Where that represents Talkeetna. Mm-hmm. That's unique to our community.
So it will be a playground from young children up to 12 years old. So from toddler to through 12 years old.
Yeah. What are the needs for the younger children that are different than Talkeetna Elementary Playground? What kind of things would you be putting in the new playground that would be different?
Oh, just a little things that are a bit more size appropriate for younger children. Things
like
that are
swings
not...
that, you know, kind of like a bucket swing that little kids can sit in and not mm-hmm. fall out of. Sandbox would be nice. Maybe some...
Trails.
Smaller slides.
Yeah, smaller slides. Just things that are more size appropriate for younger children that they're not, that you can play with at an earlier age.
What about the environment? How does it? What type of materials and how do you plan to make it more conducive to young children and different from what is it already exists in the community?
Well, for number one, it's going to be a really beautiful playground, and it's not going to be really an obtrusive playground either. It's going to fit well with whatever site is chosen for the playground. It'll blend in well with the landscape, and it won't be really. It'll be kind of natural colors. And we're going to get local artists involved to reflect, the history and the artistic community here in Talkeetna.
So there's really be an ongoing project with the community and the developing all different activities around it. How about garden and landscape? What do you plan to do to enhance the playground with the gardening and landscape?
Well, we're working with two companies. The first is Leathers and Associates, and they're based out of New York. They've been in business for 30 years doing community-built playgrounds, and so we've hired them to help us design the playground and build kind of the hardcore play equipment, such as swings, and if we want a train or we want a castle or a boat or whatever, they're going to help us design and build that. Then we're also working with Leon Smith, who grew up in Talkeetna, and he works for a company called Planet Earth Playscapes, and they kind of do landscaping for playgrounds. So by bringing Leon in, he's going to help us, you know, with natural landscaping such as willow tunnels, rocks, water, hills.
Slides and hills,
whatever we can come up with, basically. Both companies have websites if anybody wants to check them out.
And the other thing I think that's going to be really neat is that, you know, we all recognize that Talkeetna is such a wonderful community and has so many unique things to it. And this is going to be a playground that we're hoping is totally going to reflect that uniqueness of Talkeetna. And, you know, we haven't decided on a theme yet, but we have so many things to choose from mountains to the railroad to rivers. There's just so much here
art.
To do.
We'd like to have sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
What role do you think playgrounds play in family life?
Well, they're pretty important, I think particularly in the far north and connecting families. You know, children here, and anyone who has children here knows this, do a lot of inside time year-round. And anything that I think gets children out and moving, particularly in the colder, darker months, is pretty critical. And not only children's health, but family health and... It's how the children here meet other children a lot of times, and how moms and dads meet other dads, and pretty important in networking, and grandparents meet other grandparents.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to make it year-round? How are you going to adapt it summer and wintertime use?
Well, I think that's something that, you know, we can talk to the designer about.
Yeah.
We need to think about snow and how a lot of snow will lay on the playground, and, you know, maybe if we'll try to have it as little as clearing. We don't want to have to clear too much snow, but we definitely want to have it available for year-round use. It's pretty critical. So, you know, it's something that we're going to talk with the designer about.
What upcoming events do you have planned with the Playground Committee planning to involve the community and make them more aware of and to raise money for this?
Design Day is our big thing that's coming up. It's very
really
exciting,
fun.
And we'd like to invite everyone that's interested to come on out and check it out. The Design Day... is going to happen on September 18th, and it'll start with site walks of all the different sites that are proposed. And then we'll go right over to the elementary school, and the designer will spend time in each classroom talking to all the kids for their ideas about playground. Then he'll start drawing. He spends the afternoon drawing, and then meets with the playground committee and the artists. And the day would end at the Roadhouse. We're going to have a potluck supper, and then he'll unveil the preliminary drawings for the playground.
And we encourage anyone who's listening, you know, children and adults, and especially adults, if you can think back to your youth, or just, you know, maybe you've been to another country and been on a playground and you saw some really neat and unique features to that playground, we want to hear about it, because the community of Talkeetna is going to create this playground. We can have anything that we want as long as it's in certain parameters. It's not going to be a very big playground, but it's going to be a really unique playground. So, you know, we encourage lots of input from anyone out there that's got some good ideas.
Yeah, and Leon's coming in a day early, so on the evening of September 17th, he's going to do a little bit of slideshow and show what they can bring to the table for our playground. And, yeah, everybody's invited. Then another event where we've got lots and lots of fundraising ideas, and we don't have the date picked exactly for the next one, but we're going to do a magic show. We've got a magician that we've been talking with, and sometime in October, either mid or late October, we're going to do a magic show, and we're going to have hopefully fresh pressed apple cider and lots of other fun things on hand.
And the other thing this playground is going to have is, it can also be kind of a picnic area. It's going to have picnic tables and places where people can come and just enjoy a picnic lunch and be outside.
It sounds as if you're truly taking a holistic approach of incorporating the whole child and the learning experiences and the community, not just at the playground, but in the process of developing
the
program.
Yeah, that's the fun part of it.
Absolutely. And again, you know, it's going to be a community-built playground, so this is kind of the first step, the design, and then we work on fundraising all winter. We'll hopefully try to build next spring. We'll pick a build date, and then we're going to ask for volunteers to come out and pound nails. It should be fun.
It also sounds like it's not just for young families or even the age group that you said of 2 to 12. I think that all generations can be involved in this project.
Oh, yeah, from child care to helping with food to, you know, ideas to artwork to
It's just going to be a great addition to our community. And I think that the company that we chose, Leathers and Associates, they've built playgrounds all over Alaska.
That's true, yeah. They have a playground in Girdwood that they built last year. Seward is building one now. Haines has a Leathers playground. Juneau has a Leathers playground. And Wasilla, the Wonderland Park in Wasilla.
And our playground will be about quarter to half the size of
the one
playground
in Girdwood.
In Girdwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'd like to have trees. We don't want the playground in Wasilla was built on an old airstrip, I guess, so there was no trees when they began, and that's where they chose to build. But that's not really what we're looking at. We like to incorporate trees
and a natural buffer of trees.
Talking with many of the children, it sounds like they would very much like to have a garden. They all talk about
that would be great. That's a
food
great idea.
And yeah. Growing raspberries or strawberries or. Yeah. Vegetables, so that it's my
and that's where I think Leon Smith and the Planet Earth Playscapes is going to be a really nice addition to Leathers, because Leathers never worked with them, but they're willing to work and collaborate with them, and that's where they're going to come in to help us with a lot
and
of
it's going to be great to have Leon, because he grew up in this town, so he knows all about Talkeetna. And I invite everyone to go on the website Planet Earth Playscapes, and if you go check out what he does, and the links page on that website has some really interesting links to different things that people have done with playgrounds.
And you'll be keeping us all posted with either through the radio station or flyers of all the upcoming events and how we can participate.
And I'm trying to get all the events announced in the paper too, the Talkeetna Times.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to everyone who supported that.
Dads are also involved in the playground project. Recently I had a chance to talk with Charlie Arobe about his role. Charlie, could you tell us of your role in the playground committee as far as the fundraising?
Sure. Well, I'm the treasurer of the playground committee. We're actually a committee of the Talkeetna Community Council, so we really are operating under the banner of the community council. And, you know, at the moment, I'm assisting mostly just with making sure our accounts are in order. And, you know, the good news is we've had several fundraising events, including a concert with Larry Zarella. We had a big presence at the Moose Dropping Festival. We were at Earth Day back in April. And we've taken in quite a few donations. We've been selling playground bags with a Talkeetna Community Playground logo on it. And I encourage everyone, if you don't have a bag, they're worth having, and it supports a good cause. And, you know, the good news is that we've raised enough money to be where we're at now, which is we're trying to get through Design Day coming up here in a week or so. And we have enough money to pay for that. But at that point, once we have a design for the playground, the real fundraising begins. And so we'll be pushing all out to try and bring in the money that we need to really construct the playground.
We're going to take a short break now and enjoy a little bit of children's music.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rains come tumbling down.
Just a reminder, you're listening to KTNA. This is the Nuggets program. This is Clyde Conley, and we're talking about play and the Talkeetna Play Project. Yesterday, I received an email from Leon Smith, the playground designer, and he was extremely excited about coming back to Talkeetna on next Tuesday and thinks this is going to be a great project to participate. He had hoped that maybe we could get a phone interview, but his schedule and my schedule didn't quite coincide. So please come out and see him next week and share in Designer Day. After hearing about Design Day, I decided to get a head start and ask a few children what they would like to have as part of their new playground. And here's what some of them said.
Ben,
Tell me, if you could build a playground, what would you put on your playground?
A slide.
A slide. Theo, what would you put on your playground if you could build a playground?
A slide.
A slide. What are those things? What else do you think you might have on your playground?
Swings.
Swings. When you go out and play outside, do you think you learn anything by playing?
No.
You don't learn anything when you play? Do you think it makes your muscles grow?
Yes.
It makes you strong, do you think?
Well, I want towers and climbing things in the playground. I also like to climb. Is there going to be lots of climbing stuff?
Do you think we should put climbing things on our playground?
I would like a pink flag.
A pink flag on the playground?
That's what I was...
That's fun. What do you think? Should the pink flag just be all pink, or should it have some special thing on the flag?
Special things.
What special things should we put on the flag?
How about a sunshine?
Rhea and Raymond and Kyla all painted pictures of their perfect playground, and then they took time to share them with me.
These are purple trees.
Purple trees. And what's that big round thing?
Trampoline.
A trampoline. And these green things in there, too.
Those are trees.
Lots of trees. And what do you do in the trees on your playground? What do you do?
I hide in them.
You hide in them. Ooh, that's exciting. Rhea, tell me all about your picture again. Show me all those things. Could you name all the things we have in the playground?
That's a monkey bar. Mm-hmm. That's a seesaw that goes up and down, you know. That's a trampoline that you jump on. This is a little sandbox. And a shovel.
Should there be any plants to go around in our playground?
Mm-hmm. How about some grass?
That's a good thing. What color should make the grass?
Green.
Green.
What do we like to do in the grass?
Where's the paintbrush?
I don't know.
Remember when we came to the library the other day? What did we go do behind the library in the grass?
Oh, yeah. We have picnics.
That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing to use the grass for. Do you know what I like to do? I like to hide in bushes if there are bushes in the playground.
Oh, yeah.
And make forts, secret forts.
What is one of the really cool things you like to do on the hill at the school in the grass?
Roll.
So if we had a playground, it'd be neat to have different heights, hills. Mountains, little places to climb and roll.
Yeah, how about big mountains?
Big mountains. Oh, I like that big mountain.
Grassy.
Would you run up the mountain and then roll down, or how would you play on the mountain?
The mountain's too steep to run up, but you can roll down.
How would you get up?
You'd have to walk.
Instead of running, you'd walk.
Yeah.
What about in the wintertime if it was a steep mountain? What could you do?
You would slide down the ice.
Wow, that would be fun.
That would.
Raymond had monkey bars and a treehouse on his playground, and he was very concerned about safety on the monkey bars. Tell me about your picture. What are all the different things you have down here?
That's a flower.
That's your garden.
And that's the thing that just is underway. There's a gravel.
The gravel. And then we have, what's here? What's this?
This?
The whole big thing. What did you build in the tree?
This is the dog. For the steps, you can just gotta move a little bit back and move. What?
The whole structure, is that a big treehouse?
Yeah. This is the roof of it.
And then what's over here?
That's the monkey bar you just climb around.
Monkey bars?
Yeah, I bust my hold on my head.
You have to be careful. We have to remember, monkey bars, we have to be careful of the heads.
Yeah.
Not only do the children have favorite play equipment on which they'd like to have at the playground, but so do adults.
Well, I'm a swinger. I like to swing. I can swing and swing and swing and swing. I used to swing when I was a kid, and I still like to swing. I used to put my radio in the window of my bedroom to the backyard, and I had a swing in the backyard, and I would put on my record player, Heart was a favorite, and just swing away. And we definitely got to have some good swings.
Nancy, what's your family's choice and your choice of playing?
I remember trails and natural settings and digging and building and things like that. I also remember spinning and spinning. I'm a spinner on monkey bars.
After spending an afternoon play, I realized that it's true. A picture is worth 1,000 words. A new playground definitely has to have swings. If the children weren't busy swinging or being pushed on the swings by their parents that afternoon, the parents were swinging, sometimes with the children on their lap. There also have to be bushes to hide in and climb. I was able to interview some of the children as they hid in their secret forts. I encourage everyone to come and participate in Design Day on September 18th to meet Leon Smith and enjoy in his vision of our future playground. In the meantime, let your imaginations run wild. Have fun ideas, dream about your playground, and come share them with us. You have been listening to Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the northern Susitna Valley. Do you have a nugget you'd like to share? If you'd like to host a show, be a guest on this program, or get involved in some way, please call the station at 733-1700. You may also contact us through the website at ktna.org.